Our holy scriptures tell us hundreds of times that singing to the Lord is part of our faith journey. At least 50 times in the book of Psalms, we're directly reminded, sing. Come, let us sing to the Lord. In God's presence, make a joyful noise with songs of praise. Sing to the Lord a new song in a couple different psalms. And musical instruments are encouraged. Sing praise to the Lord with lyre and harp. The last psalm, Psalm 150, adds trumpets and tambourines, strings and pipe, even clanging cymbals to the song. And of course, with the song, there's dance, which is mentioned over 25 times in Scripture. Sing and dance. This is our third year of Lent for Wednesday worship, where we focus on one of the Psalms. Our overall theme is walking with the Lord. Today, we're reminded to sing as we walk. The 150 Psalms of the Bible were composed for singing. The compilers of our current hymnal numbered these 150 Psalms as our hymn numbers 1 through 150. The Psalms express every human emotion you can imagine. They're songs of suffering, loneliness, discouragement, regret, doubt. They're songs of joy and wonder and gratitude. They're songs of love. There are even psalms of anger, revenge. There are even songs of hate. If you or anyone has felt it, it's in the book of Psalms. This evening, we focus on Psalm 8, hymn number 8. This is a song about the majesty of God. It begins and ends with the same refrain, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Our faith response to this majesty, when we look at the majesty of God, when we think of the majesty of God, our faith response is to sing to the Lord. Look at God's creation. Look at God's people and sing. Remember what God has done in all of history. Remember what God has done in your life and sing. My favorite part of Psalm 8 is when it says that children and infants, nursing babies, sing. Modern psychology tells us that human beings are born with an instinct within us for music. Here's a quote from Psychology Today. Infants engage with musical patterns before they acquire language. The ancient Psalm 8 is telling us the same thing. Jesus quoted that verse, and probably because it was a favorite of his. There's a song on the lips of children. There's a song on the lips of infants. There's a song on the lips of nursing babies. And Psalm 8 tells us that that song from those children and infants and babies, that song is more important and it's more powerful than the voice of our enemies. And the voice of those who turn against God. Now, as I was looking for scripture passages about singing for our mosaic tonight, I knew there would be a ton to choose from. And I thought, as I was getting ready, this is going to be easy. And it was. Music and singing is one of the most common spiritual practices in Scripture. As I searched the Bible verses about songs and singing, that prophet Amos jumped out at me. I almost felt attacked. That's what prophets do. Amos gave us God's word. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Now, my immediate reaction was to leave this one out. But I realized that the Spirit was giving me a deeper way to look at tonight's theme. So what does it mean that God doesn't want our songs? That God doesn't want to hear our musical instruments? Amos is teaching us one of the most important aspects of our faith. Sing all you want, but if you neglect to do God's will in the world, our songs of praise don't reach God's ears. Our faith involves service and ministry. Our faith involves doing the work of God in the world. When we sing to God, our song includes our willingness to love one another. Our song includes the acts of kindness that we're going to do. Our song includes a willingness to serve others. When we sing to God, we cannot neglect God's will. Music is a bridge from the human to the divine. Music connects us to God. Music connects us to the teachings of God and to God's will. Our song is a participation in the work of God in the world. And we sing in community. Music connects us to each other. Modern music therapists use music to help people cope with physical, mental, and emotional pain. They know what our faith teaches us. Music brings healing. When we sing songs of healing, we can bring God's healing to others. When we sing songs of sadness and grief, we can care for others in their sadness and grief. When we sing songs of hope, we can bring God's hope to others. Now, you've heard me say several times about marinating in God's love. Music is a holy way to marinate in the presence of God. Psalm 8 is a teaching. There will be enemies. Not just people enemies, but enemies like illness, sickness, cancer, heart disease, depression, anxiety, stress, grief are our enemies. Psalm 8 teaches us don't marinate in those. They happen. They're part of life. We can't avoid them, but don't marinate in them. Instead, marinate in the majesty of God. Marinate in the presence of God. Marinate in the love of God. Psalm 8 also tells us that God places a crown upon us. This is how I picture that. Imagine, God, King of the universe, comes into our presence wearing a crown. Kings wear a crown. It's majestic. God's crown is, so majestic, and the light glows from it. The light of grace shines out from the crowd, and God approaches us and places God's own crown upon our heads. At the same time, God places God's own song on our lips. God's majesty becomes our majesty. God's love becomes our love. God's song becomes our song. Friends in Christ, let's continue to sing. Let's sing of the majesty and the love of God as we walk with our Lord, the one who walked to the cross for us. Let us pray. Bring to mind all the things and persons and occurrences and events that we might call enemy. Things that harm us, things that hurt us, things that are causing us anxiety and stress. Bring to your mind all of those things now. And as you do this, whatever feelings come to your mind as you think of these enemies, listen to the voice of God. Receive my crown. Receive my majesty. God says, receive my healing. God says, receive my hope. God says, receive my love.